This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And the comments are already rolling in. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Welcome back to another session. I believe it's a session of sanity, and I'm sorry. Hey, bear with me today. I got that, you know how you get that migraine between the ears? And then I got this thing pounding me in the head. So I'm doing my best. I'm trucking through, and I'm trying to give you the best show I could possibly give you. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can head up to the website. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there as well. And then if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. During the break, somebody sent me this. I thought it was kind of cool. It said, while being illegally obtained, the 2016 WikiLeaks revelations have exposed a great deal about that Democratic Party that you love so much. That's right. You know, it's really funny how you've got them screaming about how bad this is from the left. They had no problem. Again, like I said, when it benefits them, they don't care. You know, Trump's tax returns. I mean, that's a federal offense. I don't think the FBI is going to do anything about it. Do you? No, not at all. All right, anyway. So far what we found out is the primary rigging, right? They leaked the emails to prove that the DNC illegally meddled in the primaries to ensure a Hillary Clinton nomination. Remember, they even had that one email, and I don't have it in front of me, but they had the one email that talked about moving the Chicago primaries or the Illinois primaries, and they came right out in the email, and they said that political favors, you know, they won't go unnoticed. Wink, wink. So then about campaign finance, right? The emails show how Hillary Clinton's hypocrisy in claiming to favor campaign finance reforms says she benefits from not only huge PAC support, but even huge illegal foreign donations. This is what I keep telling you guys. Look, do you remember how many millions, tens of millions of dollars came in to Obama from overseas when they were caught red-handed? I mean, they were caught red-handed. And what was their response? Well, those come in over the website. We don't know where they come from. So we have no way of telling. We don't even know how to give back the money, which was all a line of crock. Because if you don't want money to come in from overseas, if you don't want money to come in from other parts of the country, like I do with my cheap little website, no insult to Liberty Alliance, who handles it, my website, you just block countries. It's really that simple. You just block the countries. You program in it so they won't take certain donations or take information from those countries. They don't know anything about computers. Remember, Mrs. Clinton wanted to know if she had wiped the server. She said, like, with a rag. So we know she doesn't have a clue about that kind of thing, right? Religious bigotry. Hillary Clinton campaigns on her strong Methodist roots. But the emails reveal she disdain for practicing Christians, for practicing Catholics, for Jews. There isn't any. I would love it if somebody on the left, because you always tell me how I'm just being negative. Find me a positive comment she makes about Jews, Christians, Catholics, Latinos, blacks. Find me a positive comment, and I don't mean a made-up one. One that you have to twist and bend and play with. A real one. Find me one that is a real positive comment on any one of those groups, and I'll read it on the air. I'll have a ball on the air. Okay, so this next story, I'm telling you, I guarantee you, will get me in a lot of trouble. Because I've done these stories before, and people go out of their minds. Hillary has come out and said that the Hopkins study is an attack on the LGBT community. Now, I'll tell you what that study is in a second, but it always seems like, as a Christian, as a Catholic, as a Jew, whatever, if we go to Scripture and we say, look what Scripture says about this, or I can love the person, I cannot get behind your lifestyle, I cannot get behind what you believe. And then what they'll say to us, well, you don't believe in science. The reason we can't take you seriously is because science is not your strong suit, or whatever, whatever, whatever. Which is not true at all, because I do believe in science. Right? I'm a Christian that believes in science. But I believe that God made science, not science made God. I have a God of order. Scientific things fall in line. They make sense. We don't go against them. Right? You know, if God made humans to breathe oxygen, all we say is oxygen is explained in science. Anyway, so here's a study that's been done, and you know what? I could do this, but it really would look like I was attacking them, and I don't want to attack any group. I just don't, not unless you're like really hateful, like, you know, group of Hitler types. But I'm saying, when you have scientific evidence for something, my comment has always been, if the gay and the lesbian and transgender and bisexual, if these are all natural, they have a term for it. Natural is not the term, right? If it's all part of your makeup or whatever, then it'd be in your DNA somewhere, wouldn't it? It would be some kind of identifier. You know, right? You got red hair, you got freckles, you're short, you're tall, you're fat, you're thin. It was like, he's fat, oh my God. You have dark skin, light skin, whatever. You could read that in the DNA, could you not? Well, students and faculty at Johns Hopkins University joined with the Human Rights Campaign to demand that the school repudiate a study they call a misguided, misinformed attack on the LGBT communities. Now, I'm always open to somebody coming on the show and refuting any of these. So instead of you just getting nasty with me and sending me nasties, come on and prove me wrong. If you're going to come on and just start yelling at me, I'm going to cut you off. But give me some scientific proof. Now, the study published in August by Dr. Lawrence Mayer and Dr. Paul McHugh, two Johns Hopkins scholars, concluded that there's very little evidence to suggest that children are born gay, suggesting that biological differences between heterosexuals and non-heterosexuals are not sufficient to predict sexual orientation. So you cannot predict. There are no signs, markers, or anything else that somebody's a gay or a lesbian in the womb, out of the womb, what have you. We're going to talk to this more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
In the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just so much appreciate the time, you guys. And, you know, some of you say to me, well, you know, why are you dealing with the social issues? Why? Because I think they're important, all right? And I don't begrudge people wanting to live their lifestyle the way they want to live it, okay? But what I do get mad at is the political correctness. Now, I was going to have David Fisher on. I'm going to push him off to the third hour. But I'm irritated at people pushing down my throat that I have to accept whatever your lifestyle, no matter what it is. Then all of a sudden, because you've decided it's right and it's good, then I have to figure out it's right. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not lumping everybody in the same category, but I'm trying to show you an idea here where there was that fellow that was, I don't know, he was in his 50s. He was a white guy, right? And all of a sudden he decided, because he's got some issues between the ears, he now identified as a 15-year-old white girl. And he was an old man, right? Is that the one? five-year-old. Now, some of you are not going to like what I'm going to say, but you should have locked this person up. They should be in an institution somewhere while they're working with them. We've decided that everything now is norm. There's nothing abnormal anymore. And my proof is that a few weeks ago when, you know, I do these stories every year, five or six stories about them trying to make pedophilia normal. And okay, it's not. I don't care what those lunatics that call themselves psychobabblists, I don't care what they say it is. It's not. And the other thing about that is Dr. Michelle Skeen, who's a psychologist, she works out of in San Francisco, and she's not a hardcore right wing. She's not a hardcore left wing. She's a moderate and middle-of-the-road American, if you would. She actually does counseling for same-sex couples. She has been on our show plenty of times, and she said, this is craziness. People have issues they have to deal with. It's not normal. It's not okay. And it's not acceptable just because you say it is. And then you're going to throw back at me, well, just because you say it's not doesn't mean it's not. Well, yeah, you know what? Yes, it does. If you listen, here's how it works. If you're trying to get me to understand that a 50-some-odd-year-old white male, all of a sudden, he's now going to identify, because that seems to be the word. If you identify as something or with something, then that's what you are, and I can't question you. So now you identify as a 5-year-old female little girl. That's how you're going to dress, and that's how you're going to play. And this is okay. Now, they didn't say it was perfectly normal, but it wasn't harming anybody. Wouldn't that be, to use a term, today's term, isn't that a good trigger warning that there's something else going on? And maybe everybody around him should go find safe spaces just in case? What do you think? This is my proof, though, that you're trying to force us to take the abnormal. To take this, and I don't want to hear, well, you know, normal denotes, well, yeah, it's going to denote a whole bunch. All right, this is, you can't keep shoving this stuff down our throats and not expect some kind of rebellion. The other thing I want to get clear, too, is there's a difference between acceptance and tolerance. See, as a Christian, there's a lot of things I don't accept. I don't accept them as truth. I believe in creationism. I do not believe in evolution. That makes some of you nuts. I do not believe the earth is 6,000 years old. And this is not the conversation for tonight, but. All right, so, but if I'm talking to an evolutionist, if I'm having dinner or coffee or lunch, I don't call him a nut or a crackpot. It's not what I'm called to do, and it's not what we should be doing. We have open, honest conversation, and I've actually sat with some evolutionists, and when I got done speaking with them, they said, okay, I can accept what you're saying. Not that I believe it, but I can tolerate what you're saying because it's not out of the realm of possibilities. See, that's how we're supposed to be, but we're not like that. Either you accept my way of thinking, or you're a nut job and you need to leave and you're an idiot. That's how we approach stuff now. And it's the same thing with the LGBT community when they shame people like this. This is wrong. You want me to be accepting of you, but you have no thought of being accepting of me in any way. So the article, again, published by Dr. Lawrence Mayer and Paul McHugh, these are two Johns Hopkins scholars, concluded that there's very little evidence to suggest that children are born gay and suggested that biological differences between heterosexuals and non-heterosexuals are not sufficient to predict sexual orientation. This is a medical, sir, right? This is a, what do you want to call this? I'm sorry? This is science, yeah, but it's I don't know, right? They did their surveys. They did their homework. Now the LGBT community is outraged by the article. Nearly 700 individuals, including 200 students, signed a petition demanding that the university disavow the false conclusion presented by the researchers. The misguided, misinformed attack on LGBT communities under the protection of the Hopkins name must stop, the petition demands. McHugh is acting against the recommendations of the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association, and such is acting on his own. Now, inspired by the petition, the LGBT rights group, the Human Rights Campaign, threw its support behind the effort as well, condemning the study in a press release as an attack on the community due to its suggestion that gay and transgender individuals may not have been born that way. The study concedes that there can be some genetic influence over sexual desire, but that there's no proof that there's that it is the cause, pointing out that there's very strong cultural influence on sexual desire. There's always been strong cultural influence on sexual desire, has there not? There's always been communities that look at sex, sexual desire, you know, in some communities it's okay to have sex with a six-year-old boy. Are you born that way? Wanting to have sex with a six-year-old boy? No, of course not. And I don't think that's what these guys are saying here. What they're concluding is there's no hardcore genetic proof that you're born that way. And the Human Rights Commission says it's been in contact with the university to demand a statement renouncing the research. And it's threatening to retaliate against JHU if there's no response. If Hopkins leadership ignores their community call to correct the record, clarifying that McHugh and Mayer's opinions do not represent it, and that its health care services provided reflect the scientific consensus on LGBTQ health and well-being, its health care equality index score, quality, here we go again, will be reduced substantially in the HR. I don't understand any of this stuff. It doesn't mean much to me. But we're going to deal more with the study on the other side of the break, because this is where this is an attack now. These guys did not attack the LGBT community, but they are from the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are part of the Genesis Communication Network, just a large group of stations, great group of guys, a lot of good hosts in the network. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com. You can check out the stations, the times where we're on, and I want to get right back to the topic. The topic is a John Hopkins study recently that recently came out, basically said that you're not born gay or lesbian or that kind of thing. It's the social pressures, if you would, the social environment that sends you in a direction. It has a lot of weight on what direction you go in or that kind of thing. And I love this. And again, for some of you, say, you know, what are you dealing with social issues for? Because social issues, they deal with all of us, don't they? I mean, in some way, shape, manner, or form, you're going to get dragged in this conversation at some point in time. And you're going to have to think it through. And with honest, open, honest dialogue, you have to be able to discuss it. But my contention is, don't sit there and shove it down my throat and tell me what I have to believe and what I don't have to believe. You want to converse with me, I'm good with that. You want to be able to walk away from the table realizing that we're 180 degrees different on the issue? All right? It's not fair and it's not right. And what you do is you can create the nasty. You know, I was talking to a group of people. Actually, a group of kids at a high school who know where I stand on certain issues. And I could see, you know, when you get to be my age, you kind of figure out body language, you know, what they're thinking and how they're pushing back and what they want to talk about or what they believe and don't believe. And one of them asked me if I believe that you were born gay or lesbian. Okay? And I said, look, I don't believe that you get up someday and you decide, hey, I think I'll be gay today. Or I'll be a lesbian there. I'll be a bisexual. I don't think that's how it works. But the last I checked, I don't have a PhD or an MD in front or behind my name. But I also don't believe it's in your DNA. All right? And I looked at him and said, so does that mean that I hate you? Because the general consensus of the LGBTQ community is if I don't agree with you, if I'm not accepting of who you are, then I hate you. But I asked nobody to raise their hand or say anything yet. What I ended up saying to them was, look, here's what I want to say to you. That I'm a Christian. I believe in God. All right? I believe that God's a big part of my life. Does that, because I believe that and you don't, you think I'm nuts, you must hate me too. By your logic, by what you've laid out, because I don't agree with you, I hate you. Well, you don't agree with me. By your own logic, don't you hate me as well? I mean, really, it's that simple. And you can see they were very uncomfortable with that. They were very uncomfortable with that. I said, look, that's just the reality. You have to, it's not all one-sided, but these are a group of kids. Think about what we're raising. We've raised a group of kids that think that the world, the universe revolves around them. And that whatever makes them feel good or not feel good is what's right and wrong. Not what actually is right and wrong, but what's right and wrong. So anyway, Hopkins University put out the study. Two notable professors. Okay? These are scholars, for all intents and purposes. And the community doesn't like what they had to say. So they want the school to distance themselves from the report, or the study, if you would. They want the school to disavow these guys. I don't think they should. You know, we've done this all throughout the history of this country. And science does it on a regular basis. Here's what I believe. Here's what I've concluded. Here's what my study has brought across. Now you go do yours. Right? And notably, the study actually does not address concerns related to unique health care needs of the LGBT community. In all, acknowledging that sexual minorities have higher rates of depression, substance abuse, and suicide, rather than considering those conditions solely as symptoms of societal hostility. The authors report that the underlying mental health issues may also play a factor. There's evidence linking some forms of mistreatment, stigmatization, and discrimination. They got to use three-letter words. These four-letter words are killing me. Some of the poor mental health outcomes experienced by non-heterosexuals, but it's far from clear that these factors account for all of the disparities between the heterosexual and non-heterosexual populations. Those poor mental health outcomes may be mitigated to some extent by reducing social stressors, but strategies unlikely. You know, they get too much into the weeds here, for me anyway. So John Hopkins issued a statement in response to the HRC, stressing that its commitment to the LGBT community is strong, unambiguous, but also affirming its commitment to academic freedom. Oh, my God. Will you believe that? They actually said that they would support, stress, and stay behind academic freedom. Well, we wouldn't want that now, would we? This is the stuff that makes me nuts. So I think these guys should stay on it. I think the school should not back down. It's academic research. It's medical research. And instead of the LGBT community trying to debunk the research, going after the report or the study, they should come out with their own study. Their own scientific study, maybe that proves the opposite. But beating it up doesn't make it right. Calling them names doesn't make it right. Now, there was a study done, and again, see, I will get a tonnage of emails on this. I will get ripped up over this. I guarantee it. And because they're going to say that I'm attacking the LGBTQ community. And I say Q because most of the websites actually do call out the Q as questioning. And no, I'm not attacking the group. I'm not attacking any letter in the group, as Xander would say. But I want to open honest dialogue. If you're gonna send me emails or post on the website, I mean post on the Facebook page, just nasties out of the chute, I'm just gonna delete them. I'm not gonna respond to them. So back in May of 2013, there was a study done of twins, okay, and that people not born gay. I'm sorry, new twin study of people not born gay. Now, the argument is simple enough. If a person is born a certain way, who are we to judge what they are? A person born with black skin is that way because of his or her genes. Now, we've been told that homosexuality is gene-directed. A person's DNA determines sexual attraction, identity, even though the sexual organs in the same-sex relationships don't line up with the genetic makeup of people of the same sex. Now, a person would think that sexual normalcy would coincide with sexual reproduction. It's a rational and scientific judgment. See, check that out. It's a rational and scientific judgment. Now, I've been told when I make some of these comments or go down some of these roads is that there's been over 400 species found to have homosexual tendencies. And again, I'm not trying to be funny about it, but I guess it is funny. How do you know? Is there a form they fill out? Is there a study they do? And they say that they've seen, you know, males having sex with males and females having sex with females in the animal world. Again, I say, let me see, 400 out of what? Tens of millions of species? You realize that in real science, that's a non-number? I'm just saying. I mean, again, I'm saying this not to debunk gays and lesbians, but I'm saying this to debunk the fact that you have to stop shoving these things down our throats and trying to get us to come on board just because you say so, while still being hypocritical and telling us that we have to take science as fact. We can't take our religious beliefs as fact. We have to take science as fact. Because if that's the case, science doesn't back your claim. And you think someone would think that science alone would be enough to conclude that same-sex sex is genetically counterproductive. It doesn't work. One way to test this is to find similar test subjects, right? So twin studies have frequently been used to test genetic theories. The latest twin studies regarding homosexuality are giving more evidence that homosexuality is not DNA determined. Now, these studies have been done in liberal countries. You got Australia, Scandinavia. This is where they mostly take place. And they've been going on for years. This isn't anything new. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I've got a lot more I want to talk about. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so if you're in the LGBT community and you just send me hate email, I'm just going to thrash them. What do you call it? I'm just going to shred them. They're gone. All right, if you want to have an open dialogue, you want to call on the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, call in. If you want to have an open dialogue on the show with me about this, please feel free to. Seriously, I mean, I haven't beat up anybody since drive. I have a gay talk show host on every week. So give me a break. Anyway. But my point here is to tell us that it's genetically sound, if you would. Just because you say so doesn't mean it is. And there are tests and studies, and these aren't tests and studies from people who go after this to prove you wrong. These aren't people that are doing this and going after this to make you feel bad about yourself or to shove it in your face. This is not the goal of most of these people. Yeah, there are jerks out there that are going to go after this just to shove it in your face. But I just want to hit on something. I don't want to take, and didn't necessarily want to take the whole hour doing this. I ended up doing it anyway. But one way to test the hypothesis is to find similar test subjects. Twin studies have frequently been used to test genetic theories. And the latest twin studies regarding homosexuality have given more evidence that homosexuality is not DNA determined. 8 major studies of identical twins in Australia, the U.S., and Scandinavia in the last two decades, it didn't start last Tuesday, they all arrive at the same conclusions. In these studies, they arrived at the conclusion that gays were not born that way. Identical twins have the same genes or DNA. They are nurtured in equal prenatal conditions. If homosexuality is caused by genetics or prenatal conditions, and one twin is gay, and the co-twin should also be gay, should it not? I'm not a scientist. Because they have identical DNA, it ought to be 100%. Dr. Neil Whitehead notes that the studies reveal something else. If an identical twin has the same sex attraction, the chances that the co-twin has it are almost 11% for men and 14% for women. Because identical twins are always genetically identical, homosexuality cannot be genetically dictated. No one is born gay, he says. The predominant things that create homosexuality is one identical twin and not in the other have to be post-birth factors. Okay, again, scientific studies. Not Christian studies, not Catholic studies, not Jewish studies, not Buddhist studies. Scientific studies. I know two sets of twins where this is true. Of course, my sample is very small, but it's an indication that DNA is not the predominant factor in sexual choices. But let's assume that DNA does determine sexual preference. What if a case could be made that DNA determines if a person has sexual desires for children? Would this then mean that the ensuing behavior would have to be legitimized by state legislators and anti-discrimination laws? Where do we stop with DNA determination behavior? Why are some DNA determination behaviors good and others bad? Consider the following and ask yourself this question. Why are scientists working to overcome these genetic irregularities, but not homosexuality, which is genetically, this is his terminology, genetically counterproductive? Now, scientists say that they found a gene that predicts whether prostate cancer will develop into the most lethal form. Now, I actually had this argument with somebody online about DNA and color. DNA and male and female. And I said, look, God forbid your body is burned beyond recognition. Right? I'm not suggesting, something's happened, the body's just burned beyond recognition. No skin, you're down to the bones pretty much. The DNA could tell you, male, female, black, white, that kind of thing. Now, some of you are going to make fun of that, because he did. He tried to make fun of that with me until I slammed him with two or three proof that DNA, yes, does tell you. Partially, it tells you, it doesn't say this person was black, this person was white, this person, it tells you what regions, your DNA can show what regions you come from. Now, there's no way on the face of the planet that you're going to come from the Antarctic and be black. If you're born there, you have all the markers of it. There's just no way. It doesn't happen. A research team at two Mideast universities had developed a new way to genetically alter cells in living mice, offering new possibilities in the war against cancer and other diseases. Again, genetic markers. Some of us, he goes on to say, it seems we're just born to be bad. Scientists say that they're on the verge of pinning down genetic and biomechanical abnormalities that predispose their bearers to violence. Let me read that again. So, I'm going to get emails on this one too. So to say there were no bad children, according to this, that might not be true. So they've almost got it down to a specific genetic marker and biochemical abnormalities that predispose their bearers to violence. In an article in the Journal of Science, it carried the headline, Evidence Found for Possible Aggression Gene. Now, if you think about that, you know, we hear about people who are bipolar, right? They go from zero to crazy in no time, and it's a chemical imbalance. Apparently, healthy men with normal weight and cholesterol levels are at 3 times higher risk of a heart attack if they have a common variation of a particular gene. So even though I'm not disparaging you, eating right, doing right, don't get me wrong. So even though you're working out, your normal weight, your cholesterol levels are all good, you're still at 3 times the risk of a heart attack if you have a certain kind of gene. The Salk Institute scientists said that they have uncovered a gene that triggers certain forms of leukemia, a discovery that may lead to the development of screening tests within the next few months. Now, this study's from 2013, okay? And the great thing about this is, I don't know if some of you have seen that that DNA testing you can take now. It tells you where you're from and the kind of things that you might be predisposed to, all from a DNA test. So it just doesn't tell you where you're from. It's got so much more than that to it, too. Researchers have found a brain chemical that boosts the cravings for fat and a way to block it without affecting the appetite for healthier foods. You know, the joke used to be, you know, as time goes on and we find things out, I joke on a regular basis that I have hand and mouth disease. I can't keep my hand away from my mouth. That's why I keep gaining weight. Again, let's just be honest about this stuff. Now, some have, as this is stated out, yeah, you've got some chemical imbalance, some of you. That's why you're overweight. Why do gamblers often bet more after losing a hand? Or investors throw good money away after bad? They're saying the answer might tie back to the brain, or the chemical imbalance of the brain. Is racism simply human nature? Something learned from society? A team of psychologists who, despite criticism, argue that racism represents an accidental side effect of evolution. So these are just some of these things that have an effect on us. My point here is not for you to run out now and put your finger in somebody's face and say, hey, you know what? You're gay? You can't be. DNA says you can't be. That's not what this is about. But when they shove it in your face, when they tell you you have to, you should be able to turn around and look at it and say, no, actually, I don't have to. Because it's not genetic. It's not a DNA thing. So don't make me accept something, especially from a religious standpoint, okay? See, I can tolerate something because you're a human being. You have your own life. You have your own way of doing things, okay? You have a right to do, in this country, you have a right to do things. But I don't have to accept it. Because acceptance means I buy into it, I believe it, I'm on board with it. Tolerate means I don't like what you're doing, but you have right. I tolerate tattoos on my kids and other people around me. I got one. I got a stupid little tattoo that I got when I was in high school. You know how I got it? I didn't get it because I went, oh, I want to get one of those. I got it because I got drunk and decided, hey, maybe I should have one of those. I know. I'm an idiot. What do you want from me? So it's kind of the same thing here. So I tolerate it. We've tolerated when we had our company, we tolerated people who had tattoos working for us. Was it accepting? No, it didn't like it. Didn't want it. Didn't like it on them. We tolerated people who smoked. Couldn't smoke inside. Now, I was a smoker for years. So there's a big difference here. But back to the LGBTQ, in this case, it's just LGBT conversation. Daniel likes to add 26 letters to that. I can't keep up with him. You can't force people, and this is what's causing, I believe, all the angst in this country. Because of all the political correctness, as somebody said, you've got a very small portion of society. I'm not just talking about the LGBTQ society. I'm talking about the gender-neutral people, which I don't really understand. I wish all you guys would get a room and come out like with a constitution. You know what I'm saying? Give us the rules once and for all. Because you got this big tent garbage going on where some of you believe there are genders. Some of you believe there aren't any genders whatsoever. Some of you believe it's gender fluid and it's this and that. And it leaves the rest of the world. Your small population leaves the rest of the world trying to figure out what in God's creation to call you. You got rules on campuses where if we call you by the wrong pronoun, we can be fined or charged or get in trouble for it. So I've decided when I go to a college campus from now on, everybody's, hey, you. Go figure that one out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back. David Fisher will join us in the next hour. I'm going to try to teach you how to save your money, how to protect your money. We'll be back in a few.